Speaking of Pat Ryan, we actually have him on the phone this morning, making the news and on the phone. Pat, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. It's a beautiful morning, so we'll take it.
Yeah, we got a beautiful sunshiny day, and Bill actually just had a story in the news about you. Ulster, you're saying, meets the metrics?
We are. We have done all the things we need to do here in Ulster, and it's a credit to the whole county, every resident, every business owner, and people have shouldered a lot of difficult, you know, requirements, and we've met all these seven metrics in the county. We're waiting on the region. I think we're really close. I know everybody's anxious to get going safely, and that's the planning we're working on now.
You know, that's got to be tough for you and your area, seeing that they have met, you know, the requirements, but yet they still have to wait.
I think it's just this whole thing is tough on everybody, right? In so many different ways, but I think we're obviously are all connected as a region, and it makes sense that we can't have it wildly different in one place than the other, at least in the region. But yeah, everybody's trying to do their best and hang on. And I've heard from so many folks who are, you know, just, hey, I can't go another week or two. And I hear that, and we are working as hard as we can to get things going.
Yeah, and you say that, but yet look across the border over to Connecticut, which is only 20 minutes away from here, and you can go over there. Things are open today.
Yep, no, I hear you. And
makes no sense.
Just know that, you know, myself, the other county execs and leaders in the region, we are definitely raising that concern up, and hopefully it will be heard soon at the state level. But that's we're going to keep pounding that, and beating that drum.
You know, Pat, I like your economic program that you guys set up for businesses. Can you tell everybody about that? It's actually really a good idea. A lot more places should adopt that.
Yeah, we've got a few different pieces going. One of the things we announced yesterday was, you know, we've got about 7,000 businesses in Ulster County. We know how hard this process is going to be of figuring out how to reopen, how to build a safety plan so your workers are safe, your customers are safe. So we set up these reopening support teams, and we're basically going to be there to, with our economic development team, to help you work through a plan, work through that plan, develop it, think about how you might need to adjust your business model. So we'll be able to support hundreds of businesses in the county, and you can definitely reach out to our economic development team and on our website, ulstercountyny.gov. But we want to be here at the local level, helping people navigate what we know is going to be a very tough and, you know, a little bit confusing, definitely unprecedented kind of a process.
Mm-hmm. Now you got let's talk nursing homes. Latest thing in nursing homes, they're requiring, the state's requiring them to do testing twice a week. Is that correct?
So staff, yes. Now staff need to be tested twice a week per New York State requirement. So we're working with we have 13 facilities in Ulster. We're working with them. We've been working with them for almost over a month now. We were one of the first in the state to proactively start testing both residents and staff, all residents and all staff. And I'd like to think we nudged folks along a little bit on that elsewhere. And now people are really realizing the importance of this. So we've now completed several of our facilities. Really good news here in Ulster. The latest one we tested, which is called Golden Hill, we only had, of over 400 tests, only one positive,
oh, wow,
one staff member. So that's a huge credit to them. And, you know, we are starting to see all the data points, all the metrics are very encouraging here in the county, from hospitalizations to number of cases to, you know, how much we're testing is going up. So everything's headed in the right direction, and it's a credit to everybody.
Who's paying for those tests?
So the state is paying for the tests for residents. For the staff, there's still a little bit of back and forth, shall we say, on that. So we are working on that to try to help support our facilities, too.
I mean, if the state's mandated, the state should pick up the tab on that if they're making, you know, workers at a place take two tests, right?
It wouldn't be the workers. It would be either be the facilities or the state. And, yeah, we're trying to get that figured out right now rapidly. And I know our facilities have, you know, they were told about this requirement last week. They're working hard to meet it, and we're here to support them to do that.
You know, a lot of people are wondering about schools for next year.
Yeah.
And what? I mean, I'm hearing, okay, well, you know, you got the summer break. Will we go back in fall? And then I'm hearing maybe we're not back in the classroom, maybe to the first of the year. What are we thinking? What are we hearing?
Well, there's definitely no firm answer yet, and I'd caution people to, you know, don't take everything with a grain of salt right now. I think everybody's trying to push to get folks back in the fall safely, and that's obviously the key piece here. I think it might look a little bit different, especially to start, and it's going to be different in a place like our area, the Hudson Valley, versus maybe New York City. So there's got to be consideration for that too. And so I'm engaging with all our superintendents and school leaders on that in the area, and I know they're thinking about that. And I know parents want to know sooner rather than later, but we got to make sure we think through it fully.
That one's a tough call. It really is, to figure out a system set up for that many people. It's not easy.
No, and look, I mean, especially with this new information, it's preliminary, but seeing some cases of young people affected now, I mean, that's scary. We've got a 10-month-old at home. My wife and I are scared. A lot of parents are scared. Now, we thought that that was one group that, you know, is very vulnerable, that was going to be okay, and it's too early to tell, but we have to have extra caution, I think, now about our young people, too.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to have a doctor on from Caremount Medical to talk about that tomorrow, to figure out what is the latest, because we keep hearing more and more information about it.
No, yeah, and unfortunately, knock on wood, we haven't had any of those cases in Ulster County or the region, to my knowledge, but obviously we are really focused on that. All of our health community is up to speed on it and just watching carefully.
Now, Pat, you're part of that. Are you part of that group that decides the region, and you guys have meetings? Aren't you one of those representatives?
Yeah, we have the governor set up these regional control rooms, and so myself and I think it's 7 or 8 others are part of that. And every day we just really look at the data, look at where we're trending, and we are trending in the right direction as a region. And then I think the role of the control rooms is really going to actually pick up once we do start opening, and then we have to carefully see, all right, we're slowly opening, we've got some things going, what is that doing? Are we seeing cases spike? Where are they spiking? What do we need to do to keep that in check? I mean, that's, I think, the real role to keep everybody safe. I mean, we know we have to get things going, but we can't do it in a way that's going to put everybody back in danger again.
So you guys all sit down and look at the numbers, and like I heard yesterday, some of the numbers popped up with the death counts. Is that true, or you guys have to reset if you hit a certain number if it goes too high?
Yeah, I feel like I'm back in high school algebra class with some of these different formulas and variables, but we are looking at a bunch of things. It's really about how bad is the virus, how much hospital capacity we have, and what's our testing capacity to detect new cases. We actually yesterday, all of our numbers went down in a good way. So we are actually really, really close as a region. And I think my guess, I mean, there's no way to know, is that we're looking at potentially this week, but probably next week would be my estimate.
Yeah, we had Orange County Exec Steve Newhouse on earlier this week on Monday. He is pushing, he wants it this week.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think that from my seat on the ground here in Ulster, we've met the 7 metrics here. I get that we're part of a region, but I think we have to be willing to, as I've talked about, you know, if this is driving a standard car, we got to be willing to shift into first gear, see how it goes. We're not going to fifth gear, sixth gear. We're not going 0 to 100, but we got to take a cautious first step and then assess it. And I think we're ready for that.
Yeah, like the first phase at least.
Exactly. Yeah, which is construction, manufacturing, curbside retail, and agriculture. And we can do those things safely. We're working with all our businesses to think through how that goes. And then people will actually be able to see on our county page which businesses have completed their safety plan so that they can feel comfortable, you know, going to those businesses, and so that everybody, you know, it's not just opening, it's making sure that customers and everybody feel safe participating in the economy, or else it's not, you know, it's not all going to work.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and everyone talks about everything needs, you know, we want to save lives and make everybody, you know, safe, and everybody agrees with that. But the other part of that is the mental health of people that are sitting home over the past 2 months and where they're at, and that's something that we cannot forget about.
Absolutely right. And I stood up with this recovery task force, really focused on mental health, on housing need, food need, substance abuse and addiction. Yep. I mean, we're starting to see the preliminary data on all those measures is not pretty. And we are working to get ahead of that and stay ahead of that. But you're right. I mean, at a certain point, we've got to give people that ability to just reconnect as humans and just get back to some, it'll be a different normal, but some sense of normal.
Yeah, because you got a whole different problem there that you're going to have to address. And you guys actually are on top of it, so that's good that everybody's seeing and aware of that situation.
Everybody's working hard, and I really am just proud of just every single person in our county and in the region that's just hanging in under tremendous pressure. And I know that a lot has been asked of folks, but everybody's going to have to still step up and be conscious and be safe and wear masks and keep distance even when we open, or else we'll be right back where we are now, unfortunately.
Well said. There you go. We appreciate you checking in again. Pat, enjoy your day. Keep us posted, all right?
Thank you. Enjoy the beautiful day and stay healthy.